Hey everybody, it's Chris and Brian with
What's up?
Jones Zone Podcast. 9/23/16. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. We had so many views or listens to last week.
That's right. It's an embarrassment of riches, the amount of people tuning in, so we appreciate that. The Jones Brothers, your real estate advocates, your community connectors.
Ooh.
You like that?
I like that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Real estate advocates and community connectors.
That's like you connect people with the community, like how we're doing with different businesses and stuff. So it's been a good week, busy week. We had Mr. Putty's commercial yesterday, which was pretty sweet.
That was sweet. We had a good time filming that. That was actually our normal video guy wasn't able to come, so we just shot that with an iPhone. But you know, I think it turned out pretty good.
It was cool, man. They got so yesterday after that, I went to their first Putt Fest, which was kind of like an after hours thing. Which is, it was from like 6 to 10 or something, and 6 to 11 I think. And they had alcohol and stuff. They had like beer and wine, so you could get like two drinks and 18 holes for like $15.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, is putt-putt one of those sports where the more you drink, the better you are at it? Like bowling?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because golf kind of is sometimes. So maybe it might be, but you could probably get distracted with all the waterfalls and the windmills. And
now, if y'all saw that video, y'all saw that I had a difficult time playing putt-putt, and that's because I didn't have my own putter with me, so I had to use their putter. And when you're a professional like me, the putter really matters.
Yeah, your putter is an inch longer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the circumference was lower too.
Yeah, it kind of throws things off a little bit.
So mine's a lot lighter and everything. So
yeah. We're gonna be doing we're sponsoring their tournament tomorrow. We're sponsoring a whole. It's a weekend tournament. It's like $20 to enter, $25 if you register the day of. But that should be fun. That's like a 2-day event.
Yeah.
They're paying out cash prizes.
Cash prizes. And 25% of their proceeds are going to two local charities.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, man. And then next month they're going to help us, or we're helping them, I guess we're helping each other, do kind of a happy hour Putt-toberfest type of deal. Kind of a similar thing. We're going to have some drinks and people can putt-putt and it'll be fun, man. So might see if somebody else wants to help us with that too. Maybe John Salas or somebody. We were talking last week about getting together, about doing some stuff. So, speaking about John Salas, yesterday or the day before was the first day of fall. We're gonna be transitioning to winter and all that stuff. You'll be going from your
winter and all that stuff. We'll be transferring into winter.
So, get your HVAC unit looked at by John. He's good. So
L&R.
Yeah, if you're going to go from air conditioning every day, you're going to transition into putting your thing into heat, you know, have John come out there and check it out, make sure everything's going all right. You can reach him on Facebook or lnrheatingandair.com and give him a call, 803-415-0530. I don't think he'd mind giving that out.
Yeah, and I actually called him two Sundays ago. My AC unit went out. And I was panicking. He called me, walked me through what to do step by step. So he really helped me out, saved me some money right there.
Yeah.
It was a simple fix. But if you have any questions or concerns with your unit, definitely give John a call. He's good people.
Yeah, he's sponsoring a hole at Mr. Putty's too.
Okay, cool.
And so I started talking about him with Chris, the owner of Mr. Putty's, and it was just like, it's just good to have people that that you know you can trust. Like John is. You know, he's not one of these big guys that's going to say you need to replace your whole unit. You know, he'll just tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah, your compressor's shot. Yeah, we got to get you a new one.
Well, in order to replace the Freon, we're going to have to take apart the flux capacitor.
We got to go to Charlotte, get the parts.
We got to get the parts, and
you're looking at $6,000.
You're probably looking at a minimum of $6,000. You know, and if I can't find the parts, I got to order specialty parts. You're looking at $10,000.
From Istanbul.
What? So, from Istanbul.
What? All right.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. So with John and L&R Heating and Air, you know you're getting a good dude out there. So.
Yeah. So yesterday after the putt-putt video, I went over to meet with my buddy Ryan Lowry. Met with him. So Ryan Lowry, he started his business It's called Power Source Fitness, Sports Fitness and Advising.
Yeah.
So what it is basically he's trying to recruit kids from ages, you know, 8 and up, but there's different brackets. And the goal here is to provide a positive environment for them to learn physical fitness. So basically, if you're a football player and you want to work on your speed and agility and power, Power Source is the place to go. If you're a basketball player trying to work on any specific skills, it's a place to go. Or if you just wanted to get in, if you have an interest in health and fitness and you want a different workout, it's the place to go. Or if you're new to working out, like a lot of kids are, it's the place to go. It's positive environment only. There's no negative vibes allowed in that presence. So check it out. If you want more information, email me and we can definitely help you out. But we'll be doing a video there shortly. So he's got good things going on right now in the community, and it's great to be a part of.
So Ryan, this guy looks like
a truck,
Mr. Olympia, dude.
A truck, but he's the coolest dude you'll ever meet, really.
So is he? He's doing these classes at Clover Middle School, right?
Yeah. So right now they're having it at Clover Middle School on Saturdays.
Okay.
And so he has medicine balls, you know, dumbbells, weights, a bunch of equipment. And they go through different workouts and everything like that, and they keep track of what they're doing, and week by week, constantly strive to get better.
Okay, so it's basically just improving your fitness level. It's not like specialty with the sports, but
he has some kids. He says yesterday who go there right now that he expects to see them play on Sundays.
Oh, damn.
So they have some. It's top. He's recruiting some high quality athletes.
But what I mean is, it's designed to improve your overall fitness level as opposed to a certain skill set for a sport?
No. Or it's more, it just depends. There's different categories. So if you're new to working out, if you're you're 13 years old and you're new to exercising, he's not going to put you in the same category as the kids who are more advanced. So, but there really is something for everyone there. So it's brand new. He's just gotten it started, and it's going to be a company, I'm telling you what. It's going to be a company to watch out for, especially in York County, in Gaston County.
And if he can get some of these Rock Hill kids, too, I mean, you've read articles about it being like Football City USA and stuff.
So he is a college football player. He was. And the reason why he wanted to start it, from what he told me, is he wants to help the kids get to that next level.
Yeah.
And who better? Because he was at that next level. He played college ball. And when he sees kids not running with proper biomechanics and not tackling like they should, the coaches can only do so much. There's so many other aspects that go into coaching.
Yeah.
And that's where he wants to help out, you know.
Cool, man.
He's also wanting to put on a basketball camp in November, so be on the lookout for that.
I'm sure he'll ask me to do, like, the shooting instruction.
Yeah, and he'll ask me to do
the dunk. Did he mention that?
No.
He didn't mention me doing the shooting instruction?
No, he didn't. No. He asked about you, but no, he didn't ask.
Oh, okay. What do you say? How's that moron brother of yours?
Where's Chris at?
Cool. All right, cool. So look forward to Ryan Lowry and Power Source Sports.
Yeah, we'll be doing a video with them in the next week or so.
That's pretty exciting.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about Power Source with me. So I'll be talking a lot about it.
Let's see. We got the newsletter coming out.
You guys need to subscribe to our newsletter. It's not your typical newsletter, y'all. It's good stuff.
It'll be fun. It's good stuff. We got the oyster roast coming out on October 15th. As we mentioned before, our buddies over at Saltwater Markets, they're doing their first annual oyster roast. I think it's $10 to get in for all you can eat oysters. They're going to have like a band and some other stuff going on too. So check that out. Look for Saltwater Markets. Look them up on Facebook or their... I think their website is actually saltwatermarkets.com, so look for that, too. Let's see. What's the deal? What's going on with... I hate to put you on the spot. What's going on with Riverwalk Academy? What's the deal?
So Riverwalk Academy, we were supposed to do our first video this past week. Today's Friday. We were supposed to do it on Tuesday. Scheduling conflict. We have it worked out. We're going to do the first video this coming Tuesday. So that'll be our next episode of The Jones Zone, which is doing pretty well. If you guys like it, man, we just ask that you share it. Keep sharing it. Try to, you know, grow the Jones Zone. But, yeah, we're doing it next Tuesday, and it'll be fun.
I'm starting to think that Riverwalk Academy is putting the needs of their students and faculty
and that, yeah, above
ahead
us.
Of ours.
And that's deplorable, but it's something we just have to work through. Yeah. And we'll talk to them.
We just need to let them know, hey, if we're going to do this, we need to be...
your number one priority.
Your number one priority.
Right.
Because...
Do you think they'll understand?
I don't know. Anything with kids is tricky.
Yeah.
Kids are selfish.
They really are.
And whining about their cafeteria food and stuff. And meanwhile, we're trying to shoot a commercial. Oh, that's frustrating. We got the Scarecrow contest coming up. That should be fun, dude. Our Scarecrow, S-Crow. I think that's what we're going to go with.
We're going to go with S-Crow.
I think that'll be the most appropriate. Have him have a Jones Brothers Realty sign out there. And we got to figure out a costume that he can wear because he's going to be out there for like 30 days. So... I don't know if you put regular clothes on them, if they're going to get wet and dry, or how that'll work.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see what some of our competition's doing. Loom Coworking is doing one. They're calling it the Loom Crow Worker.
That's
good. Actually pretty clever.
Yeah,
yeah,
good.
I'm jealous of that. S Crow's good, too, though.
But look.
I'm not jealous of
that. We're going into this competition to win.
We will win this thing.
You know what I'm saying? So and we're going to figure...
I think our Scarecrows, they might be side by side, because she was telling me the spot that they got,
yeah,
and the spot that we got is like right beside there.
So I'm sorry, Loom Crow Working, you're not going to win.
No.
S. Crow is going to win, the Jones Brothers are going to win, because we always win, right?
In fact, I might call the town of Fort Mill, I got the right mind to do this, just have them cancel the whole thing.
Yeah?
Is
it a prize?
I don't know if there is a prize or not, but just save everybody the trouble and just award.
Yeah, because you don't want people putting effort into something that they obviously aren't going to win.
If we can get maybe a photo op out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Some sort of news release out of it. Then the rest, we might as well just cancel it.
Put us on the news?
There's no point.
Like a Fox News or something?
Yeah, there's no point in literally carrying out the contest if...
ABC News? Nightly News?
If we're just going to win it, so... also, as you guys know, we are working on a book that we're hoping to... It's actually a lot harder than I thought it was. I think last week I probably said it'd be done by now, but man. Sitting down and writing your thoughts and expressing things in an organized manner and making it good and readable for the public is actually kind of hard.
Yeah.
So, much respect to authors. And
well, you know, I got a couple of things I'm working on. Of course, I've been saying that for years. A couple of books I really want to do, but I just can't. Yeah. I don't know. It's just hard.
And your screenplay about the 1998 University of North Carolina Tar Heel basketball team?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You started that in 1992? I'm just kidding.
That didn't make any sense.
I know. What I was going for was that...
Yeah, tell us what you're going for.
Huh?
Tell us what you're going for. What was
that? Well, you were saying you got some projects working on, so what I was going for was like that's been a project that you've been working on.
Well, how about Life of the Undesirables, a screenplay I wrote in 2008 when I got out of the Air Force.
Yeah, that's a real one that you wrote.
Yeah, it's a real one that I wrote, but, you know, it's...
Mom got me a... she brought over... My screenplay, Lemon Law.
Lemon Law was pretty funny.
So I read that. That was funny. But it's actually really terrible because I was reading it and I was just like, man, this is...
That's the thing. I write it and I'm like, this is garbage.
And a couple years later, you're like, oh, this is just awful.
The idea... We have the right ideas. We have great ideas. It's just putting it into paper and making it sufficient, making it readable. Ugh.
Now, with this said, we're taking our time with this book, so it should be done right. And I hope to have that done in the next week or so. I say that, but
yeah,
hopefully
by Christmas. As long as we get it by Christmas, we're good.
Yeah. You want a stocking stuffer? Hey, get this book.
Print it out. Is it going to be an e-book? Print it off. Give it to your
give
friends.
Give it to your kids.
If they
want to
buy a house, or if they want to sell a house, this is the book they need to get.
So I'm going to share with you an excerpt from the book. Breaking it down, we broke it down into both buyer and seller sections. And part of the buyer section is a little snippet that I wrote called Define Your Search. And so I'm going to share that with you now. Now that you've been pre-qualified, you can begin your home search. What does your next house look like? Where is it? Is it in a certain city? Is it in a certain subdivision? Is it on a certain street? Narrowing down your wants and needs in a home can be a task. However, it is important to do so. How many bedrooms do you need? Or how many are you going to need? Do you need a yard so that the dogs can get out and run around? Do you need a guest bedroom for when Mom and Dad come down and visit from Ohio?
As old-fashioned as it sounds, make a list. Make a list of absolute needs. Then make a list of wants and desires. Get a map and draw a radius. Where's work? Where are the children's schools? How long do you really want those commutes to be?
If you come to me and said, Chris, I'm pre-qualified for X amount of dollars. I want to be within 5 miles of X school. I need 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a 2-car garage. I need a fenced-in yard so the dogs can play outside without making me take them on a leash. I need to have the master bedroom on the same level as the other 2 bedrooms, and I'd like a bonus room so the children can have a playroom. I need a huge office, too. I need something with a fireplace and a little deck for grilling outside. I'd probably give you a hug. I think buyers are inclined to assume that they're being picky or particular, but it's quite the opposite. Everything mentioned in the example above can be plugged into the multiple listing service search criteria. And I'll stop there.
So basically, don't worry about being picky. You know what you want, and it's our job to find you said property.
Exactly. The more you know, the better. You know, if being vague and general just kind of delays the process and makes me show you a bunch of houses that you really don't know what you want. All right, now that we've shared that book, Brian, before we go, I wanted to ask you a quick question. I want to pick your brain about this 30-day challenge that I've seen you post about. What is that, and how's it going, man?
So, yeah, the 30-day challenge is a blog that I wrote a couple days ago. And basically, there's always been, in my life, there's always been certain things that I've wanted to learn more about that have piqued an interest in me. But I just, for some reason, you know, laziness, procrastination, I've never really took the time to learn about it. So I decided to challenge myself for 30 days to learn about a subject matter. And after that subject matter is done, move on to the next one. So the first 30 days, I just started a couple days ago, the subject matter is psychedelic medicine or psychedelic drugs as an alternative medicine. So right now I'm you know, looking at DMT and ayahuasca, and I'm doing research on it and as it pertains to medicinal purposes. And there's actually a lot of positive feedback that people have said. Now keep in mind, it's not popular in America, but obviously in other cultures it's extremely popular. So don't just think of it as trying to get high on a psychedelic. It's actually more of a journey, and it's actually there's scientific evidence that, I don't want to get too much into it because I don't know a bunch about it yet, but there's a lot of reports and subjects that have discussed it, and it's actually pretty good. The way it reduces stress and anxiety. But I'm not an expert in it. I don't claim to be, but it's something that's piqued my interest, and I'm trying to learn more about it.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah.
So psychedelic drugs. Excellent. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up our episode for today. We appreciate you guys listening. We hope you had fun. Make sure you follow up on all the stuff we told you about, and then check us out on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and our website, The Jones Zones with an S. .com. Till next week, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
What made you choose psychedelic drugs?
Tim Ferriss podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He had two doctors on there, and they were talking about, and it's funny, when you speak intelligently about something, then it resonates with people. Yeah. Like you can, the way they came at it, did you listen to that podcast?
No.
They have these seminars, and they have these clinics where people from like heroin addiction come and get treatment, and it helps out tremendously.